Hello, boys. How are you this evening? Well, I hope you're horny and that your cocks are out and ready to be stroked. Yes, I hope you're ready to hear a dirty, nasty story from your favorite creator. Well, I hope I'm your favorite at least. It's okay if I'm not, though. I'm okay with that. Now, this evening, yes, it is a custom, but I was pretty much maybe getting like two sentences to really work with. So I guess you could say I got an idea and I'm gonna run with it. Pie would be something I would do anyways. I really like the premise of this, so I hope you guys enjoy it. And remember, if you haven't joined my Discord server, please do. As all of my content is on there. All my videos, all my audios, all my paid content. I'm 100% independent. Everything you pay for goes straight to me. So support your local taboo creator. Come on now. I need it. All right. Get that cock ready for me, won't ya? It's Friday evening. My little girl just got out of school. She's at home, ready and excited for her new playmate, as she knows this is usually a day for a play date. I'm on my way to the airport to pick up her new playmate up at her new playmate, and he actually comes from Texas. You know, when I think about of how this all started, I don't really know, actually. But it mainly all started with a pervy neighbor watching us. Oh, and he watched us a lot. And I noticed that he mainly looked at my daughter the most. So one day, when we were low on cash, I asked him to come over. I was preparing for this for a long time. This was about a year ago now. My daughter's only 8, but she was 7 at this time. And the neighbor, you could say, was quite excited to come over. But a little bit before I asked him, me and my little girl started playing a new game together. I would bring out my big collection of dildos, even these like ejaculating ones. And I would teach her all about cock, how to please a cock, how to suck on a cock. And I also told her about very specific men called pedophiles that love little girls sucking on their cocks. And I said, see, you could suck on it just like a lollipop. And I showed her how to lick, how to spit on it, how to wrap her sweet little 7-year-old lips around it, how to get it as far down her little throat as possible. I'd practically choke her with my huge dildos. I really wanted her to be ready. I wanted her to be ready for our neighbor's heart-throbbing pedo cock. And every time that she did a good job, every night she would go longer and longer and do a better and better job. And I would give her little treats like being able to stay up later, reading her an extra story. You know, those little things those tiny little girls love. Oh, and it started to become a game for her to see how long she could go. And after our first neighbor, her first playmate, it started to become a game in how much she'd get them to come. And oh, did she make them come so fast. Not only did we get the money to pay bills, but Mommy felt something down there too. And after the first play date with our neighbor, my little girl came up to me and said, "Mommy, are we going to have more playmates? I want to play more and more." And I reassured her that we would have many, many more play dates to come. It's been about a year now, and she's had a new playmate almost every weekend. We get returning ones sometimes. But it is quite expensive. But it's so worth it. And this is usually when I get my best orgasms. I started to realize that my little girl's mouth is so small and so sweet that they get off too fast. I wanted to see if I could make them last longer. And that's when I started the habit of putting, well, boner pills in their drinks on the way here. A lot of times, pedos will travel from out of town. I may post on that Wicker app. I'd post little videos of her giving head to different pedophiles from around town. I'd pass my little girl around like a dirty little slut. She's the perfect piece of pedo bait. God, I love watching her suck pedophile cock. It's my favorite thing in the world. Oh, and the way she suckles on him with her sweet little 8-year-old mouth. It makes my pussy just pulse. It makes my cunt drip. Oh, I'm finally here. I arrive at the airport and pick him right up as he's waiting out front with just a small carry-on bag. He's only going to be staying one night, of course. I take him to his hotel first to check in. And as he's inside checking in, I take his coffee and I crush up a Viagra and make sure that it's unnoticeable. He gets back in the car and continues to drink his coffee. And I look over at him with a smile as I see him sipping and drinking it down, knowing that he's going to last a long time. And not only am I going to make a good amount of money off of him, since my daughters are having these play dates, I haven't had to work again. And I get to get off better than I ever have. I ask him if he has what we talked about. He brings it out, a pretty pink stuffed unicorn and a dozen roses that he brought just for my little girl. I go ahead and tell him that she's going to be very excited to see him. And I know she's excited. Before I left for the airport, I made sure that she was ready. I brought out her favorite pair of panties and little training bra. Of course, with little unicorns on it, as those are her favorite. We made sure her bed was made. She said she'd take care of the rest while I was gone. After all, she's seen many pedophiles by now. Oh, and I know you're just waiting in anticipation. You just can't wait to meet her, can you? As we pull up to the house, I wait for you to get out. We go up to the door, and I see my little girl is waiting there in a tiny little dress. Her makeup all done up, real sweet. I left her with all of my makeup to do with as she pleased. She's gotten really good at looking like the perfect little piece of pedophile bait. And I see your face just light up, and you offer her the roses and the unicorn. And she was just so excited to see you. She runs up and gives you a big hug. I tell her I'll take the flowers and put them in a vase in the kitchen while you two get to know each other. Oh, hi. I'm Allie. Oh, what the? Can you just come sit here next to me? Thank you so much for the unicorn. I really, really like it, mister. I'm very excited for our playdate tonight, too. Yeah, no, I understand what we're going to be doing, and I love doing it. Not only does it help me and Mommy pay bills, but I have so much fun. It's just a fun little game to me after all. And I know Mommy has fun watching too. I hope we can do this forever and ever. I can hear my little girl's sweet voice talking to him from the kitchen. Talking to him about how she loves to do this, and I could tell he's nervous, making sure she understands what's going on. I come out. You know, I reassure you, she does understand. She practices a lot, and she's very proud in how long she can go. I've seen her give a blowjob for 6 hours before. Now, you do understand the rules, right? Yes, okay. Now, just go ahead and leave the money in an envelope right there. Yes, I do have to be there the whole time, but I promise I won't be too much of a distraction. Oh, we'll see. No, you're not allowed to fuck her. We have very strict rules about that. Her little baby pussy just isn't ready yet. But you can touch it. You can play with it a little. While she sucks your throbbing pedophile cock. Yeah, I figured you'd like that. Honey, why don't you go ahead and lead him into your room now, okay? And I see him get up and walk behind her. I go ahead and check the money in the envelope and make sure it's all there. Yep, it is. All the money's there. I guess you could say it's wrong that I'm selling my daughter. But the fact that I'm selling her just makes me even more dripping wet. Oh, I can't wait to watch her. I wonder how long this one's gonna last. I gave him a pretty healthy dose of Viagra. Without him even knowing it. He only paid for 2 hours, but he'll definitely be paying more after this. And I told him to make sure he brought extra along, at least for a tip. So I know he did. We get into the bedroom, and I can see my little girl is already there. She's already stripped off her little dress and is down to her tiny panties. Her little hair up in pigtails. Him dropping down his pants to reveal his throbbing, hard pedophile cock. Twitching and pulsing in excitement. I guess those boner pills are really doing the trick. See my little girl wrap her hand around it and look up at him and ask, "Are you ready, mister?" "Oh, don't be so nervous. I do this all the time, and I promise you, you'll have an amazing time with me. Mommy, are you ready?"
"Yes, honey, I'm ready." I have a special chair in the corner of the room that I sit in. My legs spread real wide. I have a little stand next to me with a vibrator on it. I just love masturbating by watching my little girl with him. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Seeing her suckle on his pedo cock. She really is the perfect little fucking princess. my dripping mommy cunt. Just wetter than it will ever be. I see my little girl starting real slow, just the way I taught her. Cupping his balls in her tiny hand. Feeling them, massaging them. She's gotten quite good at it now, with all the practice. She continues to suckle away. I go ahead and light a cigarette. Watching them. I see my little daughter get into that position. I could tell that she's getting a little tingly down there too. She asked me, Mommy, is it okay if he plays with me a little extra? Of course, I go ahead, honey. As I told you, it's very natural to feel those feelings down there while you're sucking a cock. You might as well enjoy it too, or it's not any fun. Thank you, Mommy. She goes ahead and kind of gets in like a doggy style position on the bed. With his cock still in her mouth, she has her butt up in the air, and I see his big, strong hand start caressing her tiny little body. He goes ahead and slips off her little unicorn panties and starts playing with her tiny little 8-year-old pussy, just barely in third grade with a dripping, wet little cunny. Like I said, she enjoys doing this too, just as much as we do. I tell him not to be nervous. He can go ahead and stick a finger in. Just be real careful as she's so small, so tight and sweet. I could see him practically face-fucking her. It's getting me more and more turned on. As I'm rubbing my fucking clit, watching the two of them. Watching him molest my little 8-year-old daughter. Sticking his fingers inside of her. Making my little girl come as she's sucking his cock over and over again. Knowing that he's gonna last a long time. Like I said, I gave him a pretty healthy dose after all. I see her sucking up and down. Bring your tongue up and down the shaft. Still with her little hand caressing his balls, massaging them. Practically trying to massage the cum out. See, it makes her feel really good when she can get a big load of pedophile cum to swallow. She loves to drink pedo cum. It's her favorite thing to do. I could see the brand new unicorn he just got for her laying on the bed next to them. He's still playing with her wet, tight, little third grader pussy. I bet none of the other little girls in their class get to come like this. I bet they would be so jealous. She goes ahead and looks over and tells me that this is her favorite playmate so far, that he's been so sweet and gentle with her. I tell her, well, that's very good, sweetie. Now keep going and make sure he blows a big load for you. Do what mommy taught you. She starts doing that little pacifier trick, letting her mouth do all the work wrapped around his throbbing cup. Sucking that pedophile cock as if it was a tasty lollipop. I see him still fingering her sweet little pussy. His fingers all wet with her juices. Her sweet little girl juices. I see him put his finger in his mouth and taste her. And I can tell she must taste so sweet to him. I see his body start to tremble. Ah, I think it's finally coming. It's the moment I've been waiting for. It's been going on for almost 2 hours already. He's made my little girl come at least 10 times. Now he's finally getting ready to go. Finally getting ready to explode in her little mouth. Yes. Explode down her little throat. Her 8-year-old throat. That little 3rd grader mouth. Fucking come deep in it. Ah, that's a good fucking pedophile. Give her all the cum you have. I know you've been waiting for this. Don't worry, it's okay. We're not gonna tell anybody. She needs some practice after all. We have a new playmate coming every weekend. We'll definitely be able to pay the rest of the car payment with this. Come down her little fucking throat. Yes. Ah, fuck. Yes, make this pedal mommy happy. Fuck. See, we all get to come. It's a win-win situation. I can see your body trembling as you let out a huge load into my little girl's mouth. Oh, my daughter. My sweet whore daughter. And she drinks it all. All of his huge load of cum just swallowed down her sweet throat. And I could tell it was a lot because she was practically choking on it. And especially by the look on your face. You know she wanted it, don't you? You know this little 8-year-old wanted all of your cum. As much of it as you were willing to give. You saved it up for her, didn't you? Wow. I tell you that it did go over time a little. And you said that you were surprised you lasted so long. And I said, well, it happens. Maybe you were just distracted by playing with my little girl's pussy. I tell you thank you for helping all of us get off. I see you leave a hefty tip on the table. You say goodbye to my little girl, giving her a big hug. And telling her that she is just absolutely perfect. The perfect little pedophile angel. I take you back to your hotel room and drop you off. And I start messaging the next guy to come over next weekend, our next victim. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed this one. Especially the person who ordered this. Definitely let me know if you liked it. Well, all of you have a lovely evening. And I hope you love the idea of a little cock-sucking pedophile angel of an 8-year-old. Remember, all my stories are completely fake. They're all fantasy. And I do this to kind of help people, you know, get that fantasy release. Because it's necessary, you know. And I hope that this did that for you and that you feel much better and can go on with your day without any pesky urges or guilt getting in the way. And remember, if you are feeling a lot of guilt or you are having problems with urges or maybe watching things that, you know, you shouldn't, be sure to join my server because we do have support groups twice a week on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Actually might be changing from to Wednesdays and Saturdays, but we do have support groups. I do custom commissions just like this. And I love to make pedophiles come, or perverts in general. Remember, I don't just do H-play content. I like to do like rape fantasy, accomplice fantasy, a little bit of everything. I'm just a dirty whore. But more importantly, it's better that we get our urges and desires out in a fantasy than in the real world. So I'm happy to provide that, and I hope that you're happy to get off to it. All right, guys, you have a lovely evening, and I hope to see all of you soon. Bye-bye.